We'll ask Stephon Gilmore who he thinks the oldest Spice Girl is as he joins us now.
I don't know who that is.
He's brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Steph Gilmore, if you had to guess who the oldest Spice Girl is, who would it be?
Say it again.
We're having a totally different conversation. What I really want to know, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Feeling normal. I don't feel nothing. Just, you know, excited for the week and get to practice and stuff. So I'm excited for the week we got coming up.
Yeah, I mean, it's finally great to practice. And we've heard a lot about this, you know, and you guys have done all the virtual stuff. But how floored were you when you got the call that, like, hey, you tested positive? Like, because I know you were asymptomatic, but, like, were you ticked off? Was this like, you got to be kidding me? What was your reaction when you got that notice?
I mean, I was shocked because I didn't feel nothing.
Right.
So that's the thing that, you know, you have to deal with. But I was shocked, but luckily I didn't miss a game, and I was able to play and not miss a game. So I'm over it now. I'm just looking forward to the future.
So there's been a lot of confusion on our end, on the talk show radio side, and you're just the person to clear it up. The Friday before the Chiefs game, there have been reports that have been pushed back on that you and Stephon, you and Cam Newton, rather, were together prior to that game, whether it was a dinner in, a dinner out, whether it was a hangout. Were you guys together at all on that Friday outside of the facility, away from the facility?
I don't want to get into that. Just, you know, it's done. It's over with. So I'm just, we passed it. So I'm just looking forward to, you know, playing in San Francisco.
But you do get why people are interested, right? Just because if you were together and there's been a bit of an outbreak with the team, that may, not that you guys were doing anything wrong, just that may explain sort of the contact tracing, like, sort of explain where it came from, because we know Cam was first.
Yeah, I'm just saying it doesn't matter right now. It's, you know, it's, we pass it. Our team looking forward to this week, so it's, whatever happened to us personally, it is what it is. We pass it and we over it. So,
all right. Well, you know, and we're going to get to San Francisco, but, you know, along those same lines, I think a lot of people think about this. Man, if I test positive, is there a chance I literally feel nothing?
Yeah.
Is that where you were? Like, you had the positive test, but did you remain totally asymptomatic the entire time?
Yeah, I was asymptomatic. I didn't feel nothing. I just felt like my normal self, you know. That's the weird thing about it, that you can be positive and get past it to someone if you don't feel nothing. So that's why you have to be careful, you know.
Yeah.
Protect other people.
Hey, Steph, so I'm sitting there and I'm calling these games at home. Obviously, I'm not traveling with the team. You know, we're not doing the road games. And the one part I can't get past is how, you know, not having fans and just, I don't want to say the deadness in the stadium, but you guys are veterans know how to create, you know, your own juice. You know, you guys are pros at it. But for these young kids, and there's times it seems like, and Matt Slater talked about, we need sense of urgency. We need to create that for ourselves. How hard is that, you know, as a group, as a team, especially for these young guys that are new in the league, and you walk in and there's an empty stadium, and you got to go out and play, you know, at a premium. How tough is that?
It's tough. It's tough for all of us. You know, used to playing in front of a lot of fans, and, you know, hearing the crowd and going out and competing. It's just that energy. But, you know, we have to bring our own energy. We have to, when we make plays, we have to, you know, cheer each other on and try to find other ways to, you know, bring that sense of urgency and the energy back. Sometimes the fans does it when you make a play, but, you know, we got each other, and we the ones playing in between the lines, and we got to support each other and trust each other and be our own fans.
I don't know if the guys have asked you this previously, so forgive me if you've been asked this before, but it seems like this year there's been a lot of flags thrown on you this year, more so than we've seen in the past. Is that something that you go back and you watch the tape and you agree with? Is that something where you feel like, you know, the refs maybe have a target on you? How do you feel about some of the calls that have gone against you this year?
I just feel like it's, you know, I'm going to keep playing my game, but It's a lot of soft calls. Sometimes it's an offensive lead. Yep. You know, a guy push off, they don't call it. And, you know, we get a little physical with them, and that's the first thing they want to do. So I wanted to keep playing my game, and, you know, and I'm not going to – I want to play physical, play aggressive, because that's what my team – you know, that's why I'm out there. That's what my team want me to do, so that's what I'm going to do.
All right, so what's your major concern about San Francisco as you prepare personally for this game? What's your biggest concern about the game on Sunday?
They got a great team. You know, they can run the football. You know, they can throw it. They're very balanced. So you can't really play a certain way. You have to play great all the way around. So that's one thing that stick out to me with them, that they can do it all.
When you look at Kittle, and you've played against some good tight ends already this year, you got a lot of good tight ends you guys are facing this year. How problematic is that when you have a tight end can pretty much do everything along with the multiple formations and motion they're gonna throw at you guys?
Oh yeah, he's a great tight end. Probably he can do it all: block, run, yards after catch, quick. He can do everything. So he's very tough to guard, you know, tough to play against, and that's probably why he's probably the best tight end in the league right now as far as doing everything a tight end can do. So it's going to be a big challenge for us.
It's better than Kelsey, huh?
I think we, yeah. I feel like he do a lot.
Yeah.
You know, he blocks, he does it all. So, you know, anytime you got a guy like that, it's, you know, it's a tough challenge.
You didn't overlap a ton with Garoppolo when he was here, but how much do you draw on, you know, what you saw on the practice field going against him when you get ready for a game like this, and how do you balance that with, you know, what you've seen from him this year and years past in San Francisco?
He has a quick release. That's one thing that stuck out with him. He can get it out really fast, and you know, he's a smart guy. He's seen a lot of football. I was with him for a little while before he got traded. You know, he made some throws, tough throws in practice. So it's going to be a big challenge for us as a defense. Everybody got to play together and go out there and play a great game to come out with a win.
Ladies like him, don't they?
Yeah, they do. he's young, you know.
Got those teeth.
Handsome.
Quarterback.
Yeah. Handsome.
Yeah.
Oh, dreamy.
Yep.
Oh, you know what to do. Yeah. He's not going to look so pretty afterward. After yeah. Sunday.
Yeah, no double pumps. No yeah. double pumps this week.
Stephon Gilmore, we appreciate yep. the time as always. I'm glad you're feeling fine, and I guess even more glad to hear that you always felt fine throughout the positive
glad
test.
You're practicing.
Yeah, yeah. Glad, and good to be practicing all that stuff. So thanks again, and good luck on Sunday.
Appreciate it.